to another chamber. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris announcing the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act in the U.S. Senate on Sunday.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
The $740 billion spending package includes measures that focus on climate change initiatives and health care costs. The bill now heads over to the House. More from Fox's Gernal Scott.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, upon Senate passage of the act, quickly put out a statement saying the House plans to move swiftly to pass the bill and send it to President Biden. New York Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks says his caucus is ready to move on it.
We can now reduce drug prices. It helps on fighting climate change.
House Republicans, like their Senate counterparts, are united against the bill, calling it, among other things, a job killer. A House vote is expected at the end of the week.
Republicans say the Inflation Reduction Act will actually worsen the inflation crisis. A ceasefire between Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian militants on the Gaza Strip is still in effect after beginning Sunday night. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Ashkelon, Israel.
We do know that Hamas, the group in control of Gaza, did not get involved in this round of fighting. That was a critical move because it allowed the Israelis to use these Egyptian-led negotiations to come to the table and ultimately cut this ceasefire deal.
Another round of sentencing Monday for the men convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery. Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports.
Travis McMichael, his father Greg, and William Roddy Bryan will be sentenced in a Brunswick court today for hate crimes connected to the fatal shooting of Ahmaud Arbery.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A conference hosted by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will feature world-leading researchers. Fox's Evan Brown reports.
The CDC is holding its International Conference on Emerging Infectious Diseases this week in Atlanta. It's a conference held every 2 to 3 years. Among the speakers will be CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, and topics will include discussions on mask-wearing effectiveness to maximizing COVID immunization coverage, to evaluating COVID screening in schools.
The city of Seattle at odds with residents and local businesses over how to deal with the city's increasing homeless population. Fox's Dan Springer in Seattle reports.
Seattle's leaders have been allowing illegal homeless street camping and parking for years, and now they appear to be looking the other way as these giant concrete blocks have been popping up to block the homeless. There are thousands of these two-ton ecology blocks placed in parking spots controlled by the city. They cost about $30 a piece and are being ordered by residents and business owners who are frustrated by broken down RVs littering the streets. There are an estimated 4,000 derelict campers and other vehicles with homeless people living in them, and they park for months at a time in violation of Seattle's 72-hour parking law. Advocates for the homeless say the ecology blocks are just pushing the street campers to other areas.
Northeast beachgoers now have another scary creature to worry about besides sharks.
Just when you thought that a spike in shark sightings and attacks along the East Coast was enough for one summer, there's a new warning issued about Portuguese man-o'-wars. Harding's Beach in Chatham, Massachusetts on Cape Cod closing for a few hours on Saturday afternoon after a number of the ocean predators washed ashore. Man-o'-wars are highly venomous and often mistaken for jellyfish.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.